Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Tuesday, November 22nd, 2016. Again, the phone lines are open. Let me just wrap this up real quick. Phone lines are open. We'll go to the phones here in a second. Let me wrap this thought up. And if we believe in the Great American Experiment, and I'll tell you, there is a widening disparity, ever-widening disparity in the, I suppose, the ideological foundation of Americans. There are folks in the urban centers around the country who are, I think, more malleable to the central planning and organization of life for obvious reasons, I think, because the infrastructure alone lends itself to that way of thinking. But I think as you get out of those urban centers and back to nature, so to speak, the less inclined you are to embrace those concepts, you kind of start to see the flaw or the loss of creativity and beauty and humanity, so to speak. If you saw any of the American Music Awards, maybe you know what I'm talking about. This descent into what sounds like music just written by the Tavistock Institute and technocrats. The algorithms tell us this is the most popular music. I am of the mind and the opinion that some music shouldn't be made. You know, we listen to classical music from hundreds of years ago, and why do we need more music? Some music I don't think should be made. It's not really music at all. It's just propaganda set to music, and you can kind of feel it. So the backgrounds of the American Music Awards with the black and white stuff, it's just this is awful. Anyway, there is, I would say, a devolvement happening there at some level. Anyway, back to Jefferson's preamble to a bill for the more general diffusion of knowledge. The concept, the operative concept, whatever your view, makes sense. So Jefferson wrote, just again to recap, whereas it appeareth that however certain forms of government are better calculated than others to protect individuals in their free exercise of their natural rights, that sounds like a great concept that most would appreciate, and are at the same time themselves better guarded against degeneracy, yet experience hath shown that even under the best forms, those entrusted with power have in time and by slow operations perverted it into tyranny. And it is believed that the most effectual means of preventing this would be to illuminate as far as practicable the minds of the people at large, and more especially to give them knowledge of those facts which history exhibiteth, that possessed thereby of the experience of other ages and countries, they may be enabled to know ambition under all its shapes and prompt to exert their natural powers and to defeat its purposes. And whereas it is generally true that people will be happiest whose laws are best and are best administered, and that laws will be wisely formed and honestly administered in proportion as those who form and administer them are wise and honest. Again, virtue, morality, and religion. Whence it becomes expedient for promoting the public happiness that those persons whom nature hath endowed with genius and virtue should be rendered by liberal education worthy to receive and able to guard the sacred deposit of the rights and liberties of their fellow citizens, and that they should be called to that charge without regard to wealth, birth, or accidental condition or circumstance. Think about it. without regard to wealth, birth, or accidental condition or circumstance. In other words, not the power elite, as C. Wright Mills would put it, but perhaps, you know, self-educated in some instances. But the indigence of the greater number, disabling them from so educating at their own expense those of their children whom nature hath fitly formed and disposed to become useful instruments for the public, it is better that such should be sought for and educated at the common expense of all, than that the happiness of all should be confided to the weak or wicked. Interesting. Confided to the weak or wicked. So think about it. What Jefferson is advocating here is that a general diffusion of knowledge or general education to a certain level would give everyone the ability to spot ambition under all its shapes and prompt to exert their natural powers to defeat its purposes, as he put it. To protect individuals in the free exercise of their natural rights. And so this general diffusion of knowledge would do two things. It would accomplish two things. First of all, it would give the people, generally, as he put it, the ability, it would enable them to know ambition under all its shapes and prompt to exert their natural powers to defeat its purposes. Secondly, it would, since that general diffusion of knowledge across the land would occur, it would give natural rise to the folks, as he put it, whom nature hath endowed with genius and virtue. Not just those in the power elite circles, not just those of certain birth, born into families of prominence or affluence, political dynasties like the Bush family, just because you're born into it. You know, speaking of that kind of thing, you know, Jared Kushner, a precocious youth, it would seem, who winds up at Ivy League schools because of his father's donations, so it would seem. Those kinds of things. So not just those kinds of folks, so that the happiness of all should be confided to the weak or wicked, as Jefferson put it, which seems to be where we are today. The weak and or wicked, I think you could put there. So hopefully that makes sense. And if we did that, then what a country it would be. You have to first, going back to the first hour, you have to first realize that yes, as Jefferson put it, experience has shown that even under the best forms, those entrusted with power have in time and by slow operations perverted it into tyranny. And by degrees is how I would put it. He put it in time and by slow operations. I would say by degrees. This is what we see happening. So once you resolve in your own mind that yes, Jefferson was right. Experience has shown that even under the best forms, those entrusted with power have in time and by slow operations perverted it into tyranny. Then you look with a more scrutinous eye. You start to build your critical thinking muscles and you become more scrutinous, especially in this day and age when the Hegelian dialectical conflict model is the order of the day in virtually everything. It is the modern sales technique. Get them to feel the pain. You know, ask them about their problem. Get them to react to it. Get them to feel the pain. And then say, I have a solution for your problem. It's diabolical, quite frankly. It's not just trying to give someone something that's useful to them. It's manipulation. That's not good. That's not okay. That's not who we should be as Americans. And it's sad and unfortunate we've gotten there. So just to conclude that thought, my suppositions and my conjecture from the first hour on the incidents that took place over the weekend are mine. It's my conjecture that they're related incidents and that somewhere behind them is probably some agenda whether it's to prevent a decrease in law enforcement spending in those communities, or whether it's to hardwire the local law enforcement apparatus to further weld it to the multi-jurisdictional task force apparatus and the national policing apparatus and the international policing apparatus through organizations like the Strong Cities Network, etc. Whatever the case, I believe there's an agenda there. And if we were all more scrutinous and in our observations, I think we would be better off. And this is what we were encouraged to do by the founders. Educate the people. Educate and inform the whole mass of the people, as Jefferson put it. Enable them to see that it is in their interest, that it is their interest to preserve peace and order, and they will preserve them. He said it requires no very high degree of education to convince them of this. I wish that I understood why he felt that way. They are the only sure reliance for the preservation of our liberty. So they are the only sure reliance for the preservation of our liberty. So we are all responsible. We're all culpable if, as Reagan put it, we lose freedom here. And there is no place to escape to. As he said, this is the last stand on earth. I agree. This idea that government is beholden to the people, that it has no other source of power except the sovereign people, is still the newest and most unique idea in all the long history of man's relation to man. Where is the other country that says we agree to govern ourselves thusly, we the people, in order to form a more perfect union? Where is that? Hopefully that makes sense. Anyway, let's go to the phones real quick and grab Ty in Wisconsin. Ty, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Chris.
Hi, Ty.
I'm thinking about when you said that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. Now, I'm going to ask you this question in the context of assuming that most people listening to you are Christians or familiar with the Christian faith. Okay. So my question is, what is the ultimate intention of the creator of the universe for our lives here and now? Not by and by, but here and now. Okay, you're taking it as a rhetorical question, so I'll give you the answer. The answer is that we live in the fullness of his presence, in the fullness of his glory. Would you agree with that? Okay, there's some hesitation.
I think it's a question in context. I think, you know, there are some precursors to that, you know, like restoration, for example. But yes, to be perfected, so to speak. And yeah, the way you put it, yes.
But exactly. You know, a lot of people call themselves, oh, I'm an apostle, a prophet. Okay. Well, Ephesians 4, where it lists the fivefold ministry, it says that they're given ultimately to go unto the perfect man. We're supposed to be perfected in Jesus, spirit, soul, and body. Now, I'm saying this because so much of the patriot movement that I see out there, a lot of them are believers at whatever level or church they're in, but I don't see them putting the Lord first. Jesus said in John 15:5, without me, you can do nothing. All your legislation talk, all the talking about the problems and chronicling this and the litany of that, I very rarely hear, we need to lift up the Lord. Let's pray, people, and prophesy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. God told, Moses said in Numbers, I think it's 11:29, somewhere in Numbers, he said, would it be that all God's people would be prophets? What is a true prophet? Jeremiah 16, I think it's verse 23, but it's in Jeremiah 16. It says that a prophet leads my people into my words. Well, that's simple.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, And I like to quote 1 Corinthians 14:32, let the spirit of the prophets be subject to the prophets. If I called up and told John, your owner, hey, I'm a prophet, he said, no, you're a false prophet. Well, either way, let the spirit of the prophets, whether you think you're a false prophet or a true prophet, be subject to the prophets. So if there's any prophets within the Republic Broadcasting Network or anyone listening to me, let's hear what saith you. Okay, concerning putting the Lord Jesus Christ first in all that we do, which means that we should open every show, close every show, during the show, lifting up the Lord, you know, bringing glory to God, because Zechariah 4:6 says, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord, saith the creator of the universe. That's all I want to say for right now, Chris. I don't want to be overbearing. All right. Thanks for your time.
Appreciate it, Ty. Yeah. Thank you. Well said. Try not to ambush people, and you know, RBN is the Republic Broadcasting Network, obviously, on this broadcast. I a defense of my faith, as I am instructed to do in the Bible, but it's not an ambush, and this is a very controversial subject. I have mentioned repeatedly the same sentiments, you know, John Adams' presidential proclamation of a national day of fasting and prayer, I think is fantastic, back in 1799. And to read his proclamation, gosh, you know, you read what these guys said. If we could just get back to so eloquent, so articulate, and yet so simple. If you read it, it's not intrigue, it's not deception, it's not sophism. It's wonderful. And to just kind of underscore that sentiment, again from 1799, Patrick Henry's words in a letter, as he wrote, obviously with a different conflict in view, but the underlying sentiment is the same and applies every bit as much, if not more, today. He wrote, whilst I see the dangers that threaten ours from her intrigues and her arms, I am not so much alarmed as at the apprehension of her destroying the great pillars of all government and of social life. What? What are the pillars? The great pillars of all government and of social life. I mean virtue, morality, and religion. This is the armor, my friend, and this alone that renders us invincible. These are the tactics we should study. If we lose these, we are conquered, fallen indeed. In vain may France show and vaunt her diplomatic skill and brave troops. So long as our manners and principles remain sound, there is no danger. So virtue, morality, hopefully self-explanatory, religion. I go to James chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. If anyone thinks himself to be religious and yet does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is worthless. Pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the world. That's pretty good religion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Go back to the phones here in a second. Just to kind of recap the exchange with Ty, I would say, you know, I have said for a while my position on that might go back to what I would call the meaning of life, a little tongue-in-cheek humor from Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 3:22, I have seen that nothing is better than that man should be happy in his activities, for that is his lot. For who will bring him to see what will occur after him? I would call that the meaning of life in a sense. Again, a little tongue-in-cheek humor. I don't want to ever make someone feel like they're ambushed. That's not okay. And I certainly wouldn't want to do that on this broadcast. However, that is not to say that I make apologies for my faith. I do not. And I think everyone should get to know their Creator. And that is His will. It is His will that none should perish, but all should come to saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and so forth. But again, I wouldn't want to ambush anyone. And so, you know, the venue here is of a particular flavor, if you will. It's really not the place to be heavy-handed, I would say, about that. So hopefully that makes sense, and hopefully we strike a good balance. Interesting, just real quick, Politico published the story, I think today, Breitbart slams Trump for broken promise on jailing Clinton. That's interesting. As the controversy grows there on that issue and other issues, Trump University, the settlement, and all that kind of stuff, it just kind of underscores the point. If we can't behave ourselves, then we're in trouble, because as Benjamin Franklin put it, only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become more corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. Edward Abbey, I think, said it best, grown men do not need leaders. Are we grown-ups here, or are we devolving into little children? Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Renee in North Carolina. Renee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yes, I found it interesting how you said even when you met with similar people, I'm assuming it's kind of like conservative, patriot men or whatever, even then, and because I've noticed this over the years too, it's like how even though these people talk freedom and right to dissent and stuff, they're often the least tolerant to
yep.
dissent from others.
Yep.
And they believe in their freedom, but they don't necessarily believe in freedom for others. And so, you know, the thing is, the words and deeds of this country often do not match. You know, I'm with you. I love a lot of the words of Jefferson and everything. But at the same time, his deeds didn't match either. You know,
sure.
And so, you know, and it continues like, okay, those with power have continually tried to use, to dumb down. It's been from the beginning. It's nothing new, okay, because it was against the law to teach blacks to read. They gave the men more education than the women. They wanted them just smart enough to read a recipe. You know, and the thing is, and then even when they gain those rights, I have daughters in their 30s, and they were in gifted programs and accelerated programs and stuff, but they would check out the textbooks on those in the not accelerated classes, and they would come back and tell me they saw the bias and the things that were left out of those textbooks, where somebody like, with, you know, the parents of gifted children probably, like, never tolerate, okay? And so a lot of these people in the inner city and stuff, yeah, they let them read, okay? But in some ways, they're, like you said, they might be more susceptible to manipulation. But that's because they have actually, the education system has been kind of not sharing all the facts with them, so they will tend to be more compliant little McDonald's workers, okay? So the thing
exactly.
is, it's been going on from the beginning, and it continues today.
And
I
that
hear the music.
Is, that's one of the keys to, yeah, critical thinking and sorting through the mess. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. Best thing I ever got in my... It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Call now, 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up, churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank, fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns, their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down, the fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance, he's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need, because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse.
Bottom of the second hour of today's broadcast. This is Tuesday, November 22nd, 2016. We're on the phones. We have Renee in North Carolina on the phone. And calls are stacking up, so we're going to have to go back to the phones here in a second. But
I have one more point.
Sure.
Okay, well, you know, today it's 53 years since the assassination of JFK. Mm-hmm. And I was about 12 years old, okay? So to me, you know, I know you're very interested in memes. You know, this whole Trump thing, make America great again. Well, okay, let's talk about that. What exactly was the year that they considered to be that utopian time where America was so great? Okay, because like I say, to me, 53 years of this JFK lie, them telling us. I don't consider the past 53 years, you know, to be too great, because America's been one big lie, lying us into Vietnam, lie about this, lie about that. And then we go back, 1913, Federal Reserve, and that was the third time they did that with the darn banking stuff. And then you know, we go all the way back to Smedley Butler and the time of the robber barons and all that. So it's like, you know, I would really like someone to tell me, when was this utopian perfect time that we should go back to, where everything would just be hunky-dory? You know, nobody wants to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, that's a good point. Definitely a valid point.
Make America great again. Which time was that exactly? I mean, that's something to be... Yeah, because I know you are interested in growing your mind, where there's a lot of others who are, they're just interested in repeating memes and propaganda. But, I mean, I know you do want stimulation. And this meme has taken over people, and they're not thinking about it. Yeah. So that was my point. Let me let you keep going.
Thanks, Renee. I appreciate your remarks and that provocative insight. Indeed, you know, I think if I had to guess, I would say, you know, coming out of that post World War II era is kind of what most people would point to as the pinnacle of American greatness. But, you know, that is obviously fraught with controversy as well. Not to get off on that, but I appreciate your call, Renee. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Gaither in Oklahoma. Gaither, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, I just was going to call in. I was listening to your Jeffersonian philosophy, which is beautiful. But I can also tell you how it applies, well, to me and all around me. It's a small story. Mm-hmm. I have five children. Three of them were VOTEC, vocational education, and are doing great. Two of them, higher education, a doctorate, and... My other son has three bachelors. Well, my daughter, with her doctorate, she works for a death panel at a hospital. My son works as an accountant for a hedge fund manager. Mm-hmm. And what's amazing is, after 2 years of college, they both became atheists. They no longer have any right brain thinking whatsoever. And now they do two of the, what I'm seemingly, the worst two jobs that anyone could have. Huh. And they are happy as pigs in a pen. And they look at the rest of our family as we are manual labor. They were taught this. And it's just terrible. And I think it has a lot to do with this. I don't know how they did it, but they took, after 20 years of me being with them, they took 20 years of me teaching them about the Lord. And in 2 years in college, they become atheists. I mean, hardcore.
Incredible.
Jefford has stated, he's absolutely right. We need to learn this, that they are out to mess with our children and our mind.
Yeah. Yep.
I just was wondering, you know, I know there's several of my friends are going through the same thing, but we're losing a generation. I'm lucky. I didn't lose all of them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But these my two children, I'm ashamed of what they do. It's terrible for a father to have to go through that, you know.
Yeah.
But it is heartbreaking. And I know my daughter is an administrator on a death panel. They decide who gets operations, who dies, who even gets admitted. You know, and where is that? You'd have to be an atheist to even do that job.
I would have to agree with you. It's just incredible. And so to chalk that up as coincidence, as I was saying earlier, is quite a stretch, you know, with the background that you have mentioned, you know, them growing up in the environment that you mentioned, and then having that happen to more than one of them would be an astonishing coincidence. I don't think we could chalk it up to that. And yeah, that's what we see happening in the hallowed halls of higher education, and it's tragically unfortunate. I wish that we could impart that kind of sentiment, you know, that resonated with you about the Jeffersonian general diffusion of knowledge, so that, as he said, you know, people could spot ambition in all its forms. I wish that we could do that. You know, I think, just to kind of punctuate that thought, that to me is God's lament in places like Genesis 5, for instance, or I think Genesis 6 is what I mean, when yeah. he says that he was grieved in his heart. I see him telling us, as little children, you know, his little children, once you get out to the end of the white picket fence, there's a critter that's going to try to, he's going to be waiting to try to take you down. So just be aware. And if you do these things, things will go well. If you don't do these things, you're going to have trouble. And we get out to the end of the gate and we get tricked. I think that's the sentiment that Jefferson is expressing in his general diffusion of knowledge. If we just knew, yes, Virginia, there is a conspiracy at times, and we were watchful and mindful of that, wouldn't things be better? And I don't know. I just... It's heartbreaking to hear the story that you're telling.
It's what I just question is why we let this happen.
Yep.
I don't understand it all, because I've always been, whenever the school did some weird stuff, me and my wife were the ones that stopped down there with our work clothes on, you know what I mean, and let them know that with how we felt, and things did change back then. But now, if you go in there, you're just a crazy shit, you know, certain language.
Right, right.
You're just set.
Well,
if you don't go with the flow, then you're some kind of problem, you know?
Right. In most of those institutions, parents are treated with kind of the evil eye. In my experience, you know, the school administrators act like they are the parents, and the parents are viewed with skepticism. Why are you here? Which
well,
is
and then plus the manual labor attitude they're teaching these kids in school. I mean, they don't realize. Like my son, I asked him, the son is the accountant. I asked him, "Where's your monument, son? What do you have to show?
Yeah,
that you built your brothers and your brothers. They all have houses, their businesses. They can drive by and say, I did all the work in that. I built that. I did that." I said, "Where's your monument?" And he says, "Well, it's just by letting people know that if they don't invest their money right, that they lose their money." What kind of monument is that?
Yeah,
you know, that's. I gotta go. But thank you, man. And
you
I don't know. I don't know if there's a lot of people that have the same problem, but you know what? It just seems like it's growing.
Yep, absolutely, and not by accident, not by coincidence. What? Absolutely. Thanks, Gaylor,
thank you
for
very
your
much.
Call.
Yep.
Yeah, and thanks for sharing your real life experience. That is again, I don't think by accident. It reminds me of the communitarians. The question was asked is communitarianism, communism, under another name, basically, recently on this broadcast, and it's you. Some might argue communism on steroids, welding together things similar to Hillary Clinton's discussion of smart power, how hard power and soft power come together to create smart power. You know, hard power, military force, soft power, manipulation and coercion. And if you combine them, then, hey, we'll manipulate you and coerce you unless that doesn't work, and then we'll prod you at the point of a gun. That's smart power, and communitarianism might be viewed in similar fashion ideologically and philosophically. But David Pearson put it this way: to earn the appellation or title community, it seems to me, he said, groups must be able to exert moral suasion, interesting sophistry, and extract a measure of compliance from their members. That is, communities are necessarily indeed by definition coercive as well as moral, which sounds like an oxymoron to me. Threatening their members with the stick of sanctions if they stray, offering them the carrot of certainty and stability if they don't. But really, the carrot of certainty and stability is the devil's gift, which is an oxymoron too, isn't it? Anyway, let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Glenn in Philly. Glenn, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Chris. Can you hear me?
Yep. Hey, Glenn. Good morning.
Very good.
Wow, covered a lot of ground today. I wanted to harken back to what you were talking about early in the program about the shooters who shot the police. Now, the man, and I was thinking of, you were talking about possible, you know, the standard lone gunman thing versus the Majestic 12 or MK Ultra type, you know, mentoring candidate stuff.
Yeah.
Another element there. Also, about the race. Now, in San Antonio, the cop who was shot was black. The shooter, it was white. The shooter was black. What in the other shooting, was race an element there? Was what color was what was the race of the victim versus the perp?
The other shooting, the John Hay shooting. Both were white.
Both were white. Okay, so we have a white on white shooting and a black on white shooting. Okay, so but and the reason I asked it, the other, so you were talking about specific principles of programming. And the other name that kept echoing in my mind, having more to do with generalized principles of programming, is Saul Alinsky, you know, and rules of radicals and all that sort of thing. That even though these people might have had their own personal, personalized reasons for shooting these people, or were offered the supposedly personalized reason with a man who is blaming society for not being able to see his kid and all that sort of thing. In terms of the doing of the violence, we've had a lot of programming out there about that, you know, people believing they have a right to do violence or need to do violence. I mean,
yes.
There was even that crying tantrum of that little, millennial snowflake. People have to die. It's going to be, you know, like this kid could out of a paper bag, and she's, you know, advocating people dying, you know.
Yeah.
So we've had the societal programming. We have the racial element, Black Lives Matter, condoning violence, you know, not violence upon people who say all lives matter. That's, you know, all this craziness. So we have this devised principle of being programmed for divisiveness and violence. And then any individual specific personal supposed reasons as well. So it's a dangerous time when people are starting to get the generalized idea that violence is inevitable or necessary. Chris, I lost you, I think. Hello?
Yeah, I would say I agree. I say exactly, which gets back to those words. You say apocryphal, I say allegedly spurious, you know, Pike to Mazzini. And we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, which I think touches on Gaither's story in Oklahoma. But you raise a great point. I keep thinking about mentioning it when you say people believing they have the right to do violence. We see that propaganda in movies and TV everywhere, and it's a subtlety that's nuanced in some of the news coverage, especially with the police shootings. And we have lost the, well, what some might call the Christian notion that all life is priceless, not just precious, but priceless, and not just the police, but the suspects as well. And if we lose that, we lose our humanity. We start the descent and the downward spiral of dehumanizing ourselves and one another, and that concept of otherizing people
comes into view. I won't say that there's never. I'm not a pacifist by nature, but
I'm not
the
either.
You have this huge question of when violence is justified. So,
right.
You know, one man's reminds me of a line from the James Bond movie. One man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. One,
right.
You know,
right.
Eventually a vigilantism. Or you mentioned Samuel Adams the other day. You know, it's my understanding that he played a part in the orchestration of the Boston Tea Party.
A provocateur, in my opinion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the question is, when do you do violence, and to whom? You know, certainly shooting a police detective, because you're mad, you can't get to see your kids, and this man's kids will never see him again.
Right.
You know,
but then the problem becomes, you know, so we see, like I mentioned in the description, the suspected gunman John Hay, fast forward this after he shot an officer. Wait a second. He hasn't been proven guilty yet. So the media is playing judge, jury, and executioner in a very subtle and nuanced sort of way. But what happens in people's minds is they think, police officer, good guy. Suspected gunman, bad guy. Let him burn. And so, you know, that's not necessarily true. We might investigate, and the officer might be one of these guys who has the problems that we've seen, and the gunman might be innocent. We don't know. The rest of judgment, though, is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. He apparently admitted that he did shoot him. So, apparently he has no connection to the shooter. But yeah, what a mess! What a crazy world.
Chris,
take care.
All right, thanks, Glenn. The rest of judgment is what I was talking about specifically, and so cooler heads need to prevail. Again, virtue, morality, and religion, due process, those kinds of things. A lynch mob always finds someone to lynch. We'll be right back.
My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This Tuesday, November 22nd, 2016. Speaking of that, you know, general diffusion of knowledge, the otherizing of people is one of the ways to balkanize people. You divide people up in little groups by otherizing them. The more we can come together as Americans and stand back to back, so to speak, the more we can start to fight off or fend off some of these attacks on people. Jeremy Scahill has spoken out about the otherizing issue as an interesting blog post over at the Intercept. Back in October, he wrote the post, "Trump may go away, but the people he has empowered will not," which is it's some interesting stuff. And he concludes his post with these words: "Whether Trump wins, loses, or loses big, he has empowered fascists, racists, and bigots. He did not create them, but he has legitimized them by becoming the nominee and openly expressing their heinous, hateful beliefs. This, to me, is one of the most frightening developments on a domestic level in the U.S. this election cycle. Trump may go away, but the people he has empowered will not." And I think there's some truth to that. I wouldn't be quite as blunt about it. Like I was saying in the last segment, I think it's more of a nuanced issue. In Tim Allen's appearance on the Kelly File, he mentioned that there's no material for comedians. It's hard to get back to the source of things. They say Trump has said this, that, the other in the mainstream corporate media, but when comedians like Tim Allen try to source that information, they find it difficult. So again, it's a nuanced discussion, but I think Jeremy Scahill's supposition is well-founded nonetheless. And that I think we have to guard against in America. Again, this hasty rush to judgment. John Hay is probably guilty, but to convict him in the media and to spin that story in such a way as to presume certain things that are not necessarily known, and definitely not facts that are known, is dangerous. I think that's where we run into trouble. Anyway, let's go back to the phones real quick and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Okay, Chris. I drive a truck, and when things are coming at me too quickly, and I'm not sure where I'm at, not sure of my surroundings, I drop a gear. So when I hear what's going on now, let's drop a gear for a moment. Remember that in 2012, 2013, and 2014, the Smith-Month Act was repealed. So I think what we're seeing, Chris, since we know we're dealing with a media that has lied to us forever, the only thing that we know about these shootings is that we're even told they occurred. And since I wasn't there, I can't believe any of it until I actually witness it. Is it possible that all of this stuff is going on to propagandize us into believing, like you were talking about yesterday, all police are good, anyone that's not a cop is a danger or a threat or a possible threat of danger, and we're seeing things like Blue Lives Matter. Chris, let me ask you, when's the last time you saw a cop wearing a blue uniform?
Exactly.
I've seen them in black with trousers bloused into their boots, carrying four sets of handcuffs and three magazines, a pistol, a rifle, and four cans of mace and 70 zip ties. We're not looking at Blue Lives Matter. We're looking at they're being pitted against us.
Yep. Ironically, the black shirts and the brown shirts. Is that not ironic, folks? I hope it was informative. As always, it's truly an honor and a pleasure. Stay tuned for Dr. Deagle. Take care. God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional fastest meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.